What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm not trying to, like, this is what I hate. This is what I hate when you guys do this to me. Is I've been watching all the baseball. See, Mitch gets it. Mitch is a baseball man. He's all Ohio. He knows what this is. It's like, yeah, you can't sit there. Don't act like Stephen Vogt doesn't think that this is a pivotal week for his baseball team. If they go out there and they lose out of 6-7 games this week, if they lose 5 of them, for crying out loud, like that could be it. You could be 10 games back depending on how it all shakes out. Good night. Good night. So,
I'm freaking out about the Guardians. Everything's a freak out.
No, I'm not freaking out. But you can't say that this isn't a week that you should be paying closer attention to. This should be a big week for us. If they do well, then we're right still back in the thick of things. But right now, you start out the week 5.5 games back of the Central Division. That could be a toughie. And then you threw me under the bus by acting like you didn't know the question I was asking, comparing the NFL football team to him. Because I thought
if you
he
were
might
to compare this team to a NFL franchise, who would you compare the Cleveland Guardians to?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question that I want to set up. I hate you so much. Not Matt Derry. Matt Derry's a great guy.
Are you looking in a mirror when you make that statement?
Mostly, yes. Not Matt Derry. I do hate Lima. Lima told a photographer from Fox 8 over the weekend that he hates me. And now I have to tell her that we don't really hate each other. Why would you tell Brittany that? What's your problem?
I like to keep him guessing.
You psycho. There's two people who may hate each other. At least one hates one more than the other. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Was this a flagrant foul that happened? The push down heard around the world that Mitch was at.
I mean, this was a type of behavior of why I won't watch a WNBA. I won't watch this.
That's why they're losing fans left and right.
Yeah, it's sad. David Stern would never allowed this.
What did you see, Mitch?
Here's the play.
Here we go.
And look out. Caitlin Clark pushes Angel Reese, and Angel Reese gets right up into Caitlin Clark. Afterwards, has something to say as Clark walks away. And Angel Reese is still going after Caitlin Clark in the aftermath.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. The great Angel Reese, not very thrilled with Caitlin Clark. You were at this game, Mitch.
Yes.
How did it all go down?
Stuff nearly went down, yes, the other day when I saw the foul, which went from a regular foul to a flagrant one. Indeed. After a long replay.
Okay. And what did you think? Here's Caitlin Clark in the post game after this flagrant foul.
Let's not make it anything that it's not. It was just a good play on the basketball. I'm not sure what the refs saw to upgrade it, and that's up to their discretion after watching the initial whatever happened during the play and then whatever happened after. We watch a lot of basketball. It's a take foul to put them at the free throw line or rather give up 2 points. You know, I've watched a lot of basketball in my life. That's exactly what it was. I wasn't trying to do anything malicious. That's not the type of player I am. And I went for the ball, and that's clear as day in the replay. You watch it. You know, it shouldn't have been upgraded, but again, that's up to the ref's discretion.
Did you guys speed that up, or is she talking that fast?
We got that right from the Fever press conference.
Well, you know what? As a person who has been defensive before, hosting with you-know-who over here, and starting to speak quickly, is all I'm going to say. It's great for basketball. It's great for the WNBA.
Was that the coach that was talking at the beginning, or our PR person?
There was a bit of a mix because they had the coach, they had Caitlin, they had Aaliyah Boston right next to her, and Boston was surprised that she received a technical on that play. They were having a laugh about it right before Clark came in and was like, "Hey, let's not make this a big deal."
Okay. So describe the pandemonium in the arena.
That arena with Gainbridge Fieldhouse is like a giant pit. They build it kind of like underground where the floor is, so that you have this giant wall of Fever fans that night, Pacers fans last week, just raining in on the sky, particularly Angel Reese on that first free throw that she shot after the flagrant one, which she missed. The fans were just going crazy with just showering her with booze. It was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it. She's clearly trying to get, you know, semi-physical, but also, you know, she tries to strip at that ball. It's the landing. It's the way that Angel Reese went down. And I saw people accusing Angel Reese of taking a dive.
Flopping?
In this case,
is it a flop? I saw this. I didn't think it was a flop. I think she just got shoved down, and then she got really mad that she got shoved down. That's what I thought would happen. If you disagree, fine. You're Mr. Basketball. You tell me, Tone. Because I think
part of it is Caitlin Clark, the look on her face as Angel Reese is going down to the ground, kind of was like, I'm gonna give her one here. Now, but you look at it from the other angle, it doesn't look like Caitlin Clark hits her all that hard at all. So the one angle, it's like, oh, yeah, that kind of looked like a cheap shot. Then I look at the other angle, and I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's great for
but the
basketball.
Look from Caitlin Clark, to me,
the reaction
was
from
the
Angel
best part.
Reese.
Yeah.
I thought Angel was going to hit her, which, I mean, that would have been, what do they call it, the field house?
Over
fisticuffs in the field house.
Yeah.
Not Malice in the Palace, obviously. That's in Detroit, Auburn Hills, and that's torn down.
How would you feel about the WNBA if it had... their two of their most famous players get into a literal fist fight.
So
would that gain respect or lose it?
Stand at the money machine and wait for all the money to come in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would it be?
There's more money for us.
People like to say all the time.
Caitlin Clark is, you are getting to live what your fathers and grandfathers lived in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, when NBA basketball became a household thing, right? Because it wasn't that before then.
Yeah.
It wasn't a household sport. You're getting to live that right now with Caitlin Clark.
But
she's by far way better than everyone else.
Yeah, but you know, like the broadcasters, who's doing play-by-play? We just had him on last week doing the play-by-play of that game.
Is that Rocco?
Yeah, that's Rocco. Yeah. And if he said, this game has been marred by an unfortunate event, I look at it by thinking, well, first of all, people love.
That would have made it even better if he said that.
Yep, because you have to say that.
Seem like it's even bigger than it is, because at some point it will become as big as they make it.
But about the children?
That's just great.
Let's teach our daughters
to shove each other.
Yeah, do I want my daughters going to war like that?
No, but is this not the logical next step, that there would be a rivalry between the two going after each other? And that's what makes it
the best
even
thing
though,
ever.
Even though, I mean, we have to call it what it is. I think Angel Reese is the biggest example of college basketball to pro basketball, because she was elite in college basketball. And here, it's like, you got to work on some things.
Was it a great experience?
It was a cool experience. We might try it again, because they're doing it. They're going to be back in town in September. We might go again.
And you wore a Strasburg Tigers hat. You tried to remain as neutral as you could.
I was as neutral as possible.
I think you have to go to Chicago, Mitch. It's only an extra, it's probably 30 more minutes.
I'd like to go to Chicago. This one's back in Indy again.
You got to go see him. You got to see him in each
He's a big
building.
Indianapolis guy. He saw Hoosiers.
He's known for.
Did everybody have a Caitlin Clark
jersey? John Cougar Mellencamp.
A lot of people did. My friend had one. He was also wearing a Cavs hat, and a police officer stopped him. He's like, how are you going to wear a Cavs hat and a Caitlin Clark jersey? And I told him 3 minutes before someone was going to say something.
And it happened to be a cop, so you couldn't say anything back.
Well, he was patrolling. Yeah, he was cop patrolling the street. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Big Indiana fan, Mitch is.
Not after last week.
No. All right. Thank you for the time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.